First and 10 at the Clemson 27.
Alabama has lost games before during the Nick Saban era, but this defeat at the hands of Clemson is being described as a knockout. The Tigers struck first early in the game with an interception and touchdown by Clemson cornerback A.J. Terrell. Clemson's Trayvon Mullen would intercept a pass of his own from Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to set up another Tiger TD. Alabama would score as well, but a field goal in the second quarter was the last time the Tide would make any points. By halftime, it was 31-16. Clemson would follow up in the second half with 13 unanswered points. During the post-game press conference, Tide coach Nick Saban was first to face the media.
Well, obviously, we're all very, very disappointed, but I'd like to say that I'm very, very proud of what our team was able to accomplish this year, to win 14 games, win the SEC, you know, win the Orange Bowl, have an opportunity to play for the national championship.
Alabama's quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, was on Saban's left during the question and answer session. Despite the encouraging words from his coach, Tua sat with his head hung low until it was his turn to speak.
We had a great season, but five words. Good is not good enough. We didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. We didn't do the things we needed to do to execute and be successful in this game, and that's all it is.
After Alabama wrapped up, it was the turn of Clemson coach Dabo Swinney to talk about his second title in 3 years.
A Hollywood movie, Steven Spielberg or whoever one of them producer people are, they couldn't write this script. They couldn't write this script.
Swinney is referring to his upbringing by his single mother and the path that led him to lead a football program now mentioned in the same breath as Alabama, Notre Dame, and Georgia. Swinney says his team had a plan and stuck with it.
I think we were able to achieve that. We took care of the ball. We attacked, made big plays. Defensively, we bent a little bit, but we didn't break. Had some critical stops, and it was just a complete performance all the way through.
Getting back to that Hollywood analogy for a moment, last night's loss might be a painful one for Alabama, but 2018 might be remembered for its own made-for-TV moments, including one team and one venue clear on the other side of the country.
It's inches, and we didn't get the inches tonight.
That's Georgia's head coach Kirby Smart at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Bulldogs just lost the Southeastern Conference Championship to Alabama last month.
We talked about it at halftime. We wanted to come out and be the more physical dominant team and play the second half the right way. We couldn't close the deal.
That's big loss number two for Georgia at the hands of the Crimson Tide. Big loss number one occurred in January of last year.
In overtime, we didn't finish when we had to, and Alabama did.
That other loss was for the 2018 National Championship. One thing that might make all of this easier to follow is that this game was also at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, with Smart commiserating before reporters in the very same room afterwards. It's how both games played out that even boggled fans of Alabama.
Gain of 8, first down, Alabama.
We told everybody at halftime there was no question that they were going to him because they were struggling and they needed some momentum. And he provided them some juice and got them some momentum, got the momentum swung back their way, and he's a good player.
The player Smart was referring to was Alabama's untested freshman quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. In January's title game, Saban pulled starting quarterback Jalen Hurts after a shaky first half. It took Tagovailoa the rest of the game plus one pass in overtime, known in Crimson Tide lore as the Tua bomb, to seal the victory.
I looked back out and he was wide open, Smitty was wide open, so I hit him and here we are now, thank God.
The Smitty Tagovailoa is referring to was freshman wide receiver Devontae Smith, who caught the winning pass in the end zone. It wasn't lost on Tide coach Nick Saban that it was a freshman passer and a freshman receiver who won the title.
To go out there and play the way they played, together as a group, and trusted and believed in each other. And I think that respect and trust is something that's really important to having a good team, and that's something this team had.
First down, Alabama.
Okay, now here's where it gets weird and even more painful for fans of Georgia. The 2018 title game was in Atlanta in January. Georgia and Alabama met up again at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta last month for the SEC Championship game. The Bulldogs led during that game, too, until the last 10 minutes. Nick Saban made a decision regarding starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
And he's always put the team first. He's gone in the game whenever we've asked him to go in the game, and we played him. As much as we could, so that if this came up, he was going to be ready.
Saban wasn't talking about Tua, but his backup, former starter Jalen Hurts. He stepped in and scored two touchdowns after Tagovailoa sprained both ankles. It was the biggest come-from-behind victory in the history of the SEC championship. For Jalen Hurts, it was his moment in the sun after spending the year in the shadow of Tua Tagovailoa.
We know what adversity looks like, and you know sometimes we may get hit in the mouth, but you know that we're going to respond. And I think we did a great job of finding a way to get it done today. I think we did a great job of doing that.
So for Georgia's Kirby Smart, his team lost the 2018 title after the Tide switched from Jalen to Tua at quarterback. Then they lost the SEC title after a switch from Tua to Jalen.
I mean, this is a guy that's been on the sideline and comes in and plays his guts out. It speaks volumes for college football that there's two young men that play that good, and that especially that stretch of the game.
Now, Alabama and Clemson have very different futures to look forward to. Dabo Swinney and the Tigers will meet Friday to start planning the upcoming fall football season. Alabama's Nick Saban will likely have a similar agenda, but with a stinging loss and no title facing next year's team. Pat Duggins, APR News, at Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara, California.